This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show. That's right, we do this 7 p. to 10 p., or 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Eastern time, yeah.
Every night, so you get 3 hours of us. I hope that's okay. But tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
So as we go into the second hour, we are talking about McDoubles. Of all things, and I think there's actually a lot of really interesting points to make about that. And so the idea is, Stephanie, if I understand it correctly, is that an economist is making the claim that the McDonald's McDouble, which is this dollar cheeseburger, maybe in some areas it's $1.39 or something. Dollar menus are having a hard
between
time.
Between $1 to $2.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. This, you know, really a quarter pound burger, and that's what it is this nutritious? And the cheapest and most nutritious thing you can get, or for the price. I shouldn't say it's the cheapest, most nutritious
thing.
Yeah,
it's like the best bang for the buck.
It's the best bang for the buck. Okay, so that's the deal with the McDouble. And now, right.
And they're sort of looking at this from a historical standpoint and a geographical standpoint. So, you know, here in the United States, you kind of look at the down, people look down on the McDouble, right? Because
right.
it's lots of salt, pink slime, squishy white bread made from enriched flour, you know, the variety, like everything that you've told not to consider to be food, that's what that is.
Right.
But when you look at it from a historical standpoint, it is an incredibly easy way to get 390 calories, which, you know, I mean, that could, people were surviving on 390 calories in, you know, some areas and some famines and things like that.
Sure.
Lucky to get 390 calories. And from a geographical standpoint, you consider how much labor that people in, you know, many people around the globe, maybe most people around the globe, put into getting 390 calories, and you'll see a lot of labor.
Right.
Compared to here in the United States, where I had a roommate who, a roommate might not be the right choice. I took in a woman who needed a place to stay, and she, you know, I mean, this is how she was eating for a while she was getting on her feet. She was getting a job and doing her thing, and, you know, she'd go and eat from the dollar menu at McDonald's, and, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, and by the way, Brian, you said it was an economist who said that it is, but it's a debate that was being hosted on the Freakonomics blog.
Right. Okay.
So there's an economist that was participating, and then there were also some farmers and some other people that were all participating in this discussion. So a 2007 University of Washington study found that while junk food costs as little as $1.76 per 1,000 calories, fresh vegetables and healthier foods can cost as more than 10 times as much. And that's totally true. I mean,
right.
You could pay $2 for a bunch of broccoli, and how many calories are in that? Barely 100, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's interesting.
I do think, obviously, people should eat more. The American diet should include more vegetation than it does. But at the same time, vegetation isn't known for its calorie content.
Right, right. And granted, I mean, not all food you eat should be about its, you know, calories.
No, it shouldn't. Yeah. As a matter of fact, a lot of us should just be eating vegetables for a while in order to slim down. I've been.
Well, that's kind of the point, isn't right. it? Because like once you get to a point where you're not so worried about the cost of your food as you are about slimming down and how much calories it contains, then you have the choice to like start looking at vegetables and stuff. But for a lot of people, the best option for them to get calories, you know, to feed themselves is to go for a food that's lower quality but also lower cost.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the online debate, some farmers suggested that the McDonald's burger deserved more credit for feeding the poor cheaply.
Indeed.
Blake Hurst, president of the Missouri Farm Bureau, said the biggest unreported story in the past three quarters of a century is this increase in availability of food for the common person. But Tom Philpott, a campaigning organic farmer from North Carolina, said that there were more nutritious ways of feeding people cheaply. You can get a pound of organic brown rice and a pound of red lentils for about 1 pound and 30 cents, so I guess that would be about $2.50, something like
that. Yeah, but no. Rice, when you eat rice, you don't stay full.
Yeah.
After a very short period of time compared to other foods, you're going to be like, oh, man, I need to eat again.
But 2 pounds of rice and beans is or lentils or whatever, you know, you pick your bean, your legume that you want to stick in there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of food. I'd agree with him. But, I mean, essentially rice and beans aren't particularly nutritiously dense either.
Yeah.
You know, the same people that are going to have a problem with you eating the McDouble are going to have a problem with you eating nothing but rice and beans, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this raises a point of why is there a price increase in the McDouble, because it used to be under a buck. Like, it was like 99 cents.
There was a double cheeseburger that had two slices of cheese and two patties. Well, the reason is inflation.
Well, no, I think it's more than that, because McDonald's has been constantly attacked by legislation. Where they're saying
they have to label how many calories are in everything.
Yeah, you can't use this oil anymore. You can't use this anymore. And this is from years ago. And people were making the argument then, and I think it's accurate, to say, look, the only people you're hurting are the poor, because the poor can buy this food at the price possible. Now, I mean, no one here, certainly, and I don't think anybody in that blog was arguing that, oh, yeah, I think people should live off of McDoubles forever. You know, it's not about that.
Well, I got to say, you know, of the legislation that's gone by in the last decade, the trans fat ban is probably my favorite one. That stuff's poison, and it's bad, bad, bad for you.
But
I'm not saying
it doesn't get rid of trans fats, one, and also.
What do you mean it doesn't get rid of trans fats?
Well, I mean, trans fats are created when you fry French fries in a vegetable oil.
I thought that was hydrogenated oil. Okay, so fats are...
Yes, so hydrogenated oil contains trans fats.
Okay.
They are added to some foods to extend the shelf life.
Yes.
But when you fry something at a high temperature in vegetable oil, the vegetable oil goes through a chemical conversion into trans fats.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so they're still in French fries, and they're still in any food that's cooked in vegetable oil, which most foods at restaurants are. So you can start out with vegetable oil that's free of trans fats, but then it converts during the cooking process, especially if they don't change the fry oil for several days, which most of them don't.
Well, shut my mouth.
Well, but that's just the thing. With one-size-fits-all legislation, you just can't, like, wave a magic wand and all the trans fats are gone, just like you can't wave a magic wand and all the guns would disappear. It doesn't get rid of them. And also, before any of these states started banning trans fats, consumers were realizing, hey, these are bad for you. And companies were voluntarily making foods that were free of trans fats, and they were labeled as such. And forget, it was the government who told you that margarine is better for you. Margarine is basically a hunk of trans fat.
It is.
It's better for you. They said it was better for you than butter.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
Right.
When I was
in
the
80s.
You were supposed to have, obviously you'd have margarine, not butter. And they were telling you eggs were bad. Eggs are good again.
Yeah. You know, all it takes is to look at the gluten issue, and people can debate whether or not, and if you have a debate on it, 855-450-3733 is the toll-free call-in line, ProXPN. You know, with the gluten-free thing, people are concerned about gluten. It didn't take legislation. People just started saying, you know, companies started saying, okay, people want gluten-free. We're going to start making gluten-free. Now, there is a degree of legislation as into what classifies gluten-free, right? But there's...
I don't think so. I think it's kind of like the organic thing. Like, there's a test that you can do on foods that, like, independent labs can do that will detect small amounts of gluten in the food. Mm-hmm. And as long as the test is below a certain threshold, they can claim it's gluten-free. However, there are some people who have severe reactions to gluten, like celiac disease, who will eat, quote, gluten-free foods and claim that they get sick still because there are trace amounts of gluten that, you know, that are, like, included in the label. They can legally say it's gluten-free, but it's not actually completely gluten-free.
Right, it's really the difficulty of people with celiac and people with, like, you know, tree nut allergies and a variety of people. They really, you know, they wouldn't have survived a few, you know, several decades ago. And the allergies...
They may not have developed the allergies several decades ago. I mean,
like there's a lot more allergies than there were when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Now, you've got to be very careful about what you send your kid to school with. Jack, you know, wasn't allowed to bring this thing or that thing to school. But when I was in school, nobody even considered for a second not sending their kid with a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody should be eating McDoubles. That's the answer. call in. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday night edition of the show. Tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie, sorry.
And Mark.
I was distracted.
Sorry. So we've been talking about, amazingly, the McDouble. I mean, what other radio show are you going to hear about that on? But I thought it actually had a really interesting point to make.
Yeah, and the reaction to it. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's one of the most contentious recent articles. This idea that somehow the McDouble is the most nutritional thing you can eat in history or something like that.
Yeah. Now, you know, one thing we were saying during the break, which I think bears repeating on the air, is that eggs, they cost like 10 cents a piece approximately, and they're just packed with vitamins and protein, and it's one of the cheapest sources of protein you can get, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was recently at a restaurant where I had the opportunity to sort of taste regular eggs versus homegrown eggs, and it was just odd that I had that opportunity to do that, and there really was a difference between the two.
Yeah.
But you've got to, you still, if you're getting those regular grade A white eggs from the store that are, you know, these chicken torture factory unit things that they get them from, yeah, they're still extraordinarily nutritious.
Yeah, the closer you get to real food, as in, you know, not so processed or whichever, the better off you are every single time.
Well, I think that in this case, I'm just talking about taste.
Taste was too.
Obvious. And I think eggs are up there with, like, tomatoes and a few other things that you can totally taste the difference between farm and store.
Yeah. Now, what if I could afford something like really good coffee? Where would I go for that?
Well, you don't even have to afford it right now. You can go get a free pound at a BuzzBox. At coffee.freetalklive.com of BuzzBox coffee. It's shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. And this is fantastic coffee, and it's raised with a social concern. So not only do they treat their employees well, they treat their farmers well. They allow people to get into their co-op and produce coffee for them in a way that's even more fair than fair trade. Fair trade's got all kinds of problems built in inherently. BuzzBox coffee is, you know, produced far better than that. But they allow organizations like Free Talk Live to also give microloans for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. It doesn't cost any more than other high-end coffees, but for every 10 people who get their coffee there, we're able to give another microloan to another family around the world, and that's really important to us. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get your free pound. See if you like BuzzBox coffee, and if you do, keep getting your coffee there. It's delivered right to you. You're not going to find better coffee. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Fantastic. Of course, you can call in with whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733 is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. In fact, let's go to those call-in lines. We have Jack Frost in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Jack, are you with us?
Absolutely. How y'all doing tonight?
Excellent. What would you like to talk about?
Well, hey, you know, I was just calling in on the subject at hand. It's kind of weird, actually. You know, I will never eat McDonald's, like maybe once in a blue moon. And I spent all day at the range, and, you know, at the end of it, everybody was like, oh, let's go get a McDonald's. And I just kind of grudgingly went along. And,
right. Now, what's your reasoning for that?
Well, you know, it's just camaraderie. You know, you spend all day hanging out with a group of people. And
oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, why wouldn't you want to eat at McDonald's?
Well, you know, I really try to live as healthily as possible. I take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I've heard some commercials from them on you guys, and I can actually vouch for them. That is an excellent product, and everybody I've used it, everybody I've gotten to use it, has gotten amazing results from it.
I've heard good things about it, too.
Yeah. So but, you know, it's like McDonald's is just, in a way, their whole business structure seems kind of creepy to me. Did you guys ever see that documentary, Super Size Me?
Yes, I saw that.
I felt like I was getting fed a bit of a line there. Like, this whole idea that, you know, he was having all these health problems as a result, I don't know. It just seemed like
What was that other one, Fathead or whatever, where the guy ate McDonald's, but he, like, kept the carbs down and he lost weight?
Yeah, there was another one on the other side. I think Fathead was it, yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't see that documentary, but one of the things that stuck with me from Super Size Me was the internal corporate memos where McDonald's actually referred to their customers as users. That just set off all kinds of alarm bells in my head. Maybe my tinfoil hat is on too tight, but I do not want to support that. if I can avoid it.
Yeah, I can understand that. The only thing is like with that kind of mentality, you know, how far do you take it? Because McDonald's certainly isn't alone. Now, it's a little more disconcerting, I think, because it's a food industry, right?
I think that they design their food to be as delicious as possible, meaning that it may have ingredients that, perhaps, like some of these ingredients out there, MSG comes to mind. Really, do we need a flavor enhancer that gives some people headaches? I don't know. That just sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, you don't need to enhance the flavor if you eat like really good quality meat.
Yeah. I've heard the idea that they have to put Mick in front of everything because they can't actually call it what it is legally, like the McRib. I mean, that might be an urban legend of a type.
Yeah.
But, I can understand, Jack. I really do get it that it's not the healthiest place to eat, no doubt about it. But I do have to say that, like, if you're on hard times, it might be a real lifesaver. I mean, how do you feel about that, Jack?
It's a double-edged sword. In the immediate, reality, you're getting a cheap, filling meal. However, right. If you continue down that pattern of behavior, you're going to end up with some serious health problems. I mean, over time, that lack of proper nutrition is going to catch up with you. You're going to get some sort of debilitating chronic illness. I mean, and you're going to go to the MD-directed medical system, and they're going to give you a pill, and they're not going to do anything to treat the underlying cause, which is nutritional deficiency.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you, Jack, and I don't eat at McDonald's for the same reasons as you. Actually, there are some situations where, I might be traveling or something on the road, and if I'm just desperate for food and I'm short on time or whatever, I'll usually go to Wendy's and I'll order just a meat patty or like just a grilled chicken breast. So there's no fries, there's no like breading or anything like that. And I think that probably cuts out most of the harm, but it's not a habit by any means,
Yeah, but that's interesting, that you mentioned. Go ahead, Jack.
When society is engineered in such a way to encourage repeated bad decision making, you really have to make a conscious effort of will to reprogram your patterns of behavior. And,
absolutely.
But I wanted to bring up one other thing. If we had the time, I saw another one of your documentaries. I saw another one of your documentaries, Guns and Weed.
Oh, that is not our documentary.
Well, it's closely related, all right?
Well, we can't claim credit for it.
No, absolutely. Michael W. Dean is the one that takes credit for it.
But he's not even a host of the show.
He's on LRN.FM.
He is. He's part of the same radio network as we're on.
Jack, hold the line. We can talk more about Guns and Weed once we get back. So your thoughts. I mean, is McDonald's good food for when you're on hard times, or is it just not worth the risk for what happens later on in life? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom. I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night edition of the show. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, or you can talk about what we're talking about. We've been talking about cheap food and perhaps its deleterious effects, or maybe the fact that they're not so deleterious. I shouldn't say the fact because it might not be the facts. But you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. But we were talking to Jack, and he had some comments about eating at McDonald's, getting the McDouble, because we were saying that that is maybe the cheapest, most nutritious food available for you to get your hands on. But then he wanted to say, he had some comments about a movie by Michael W. Dean, which is called Guns and Weed, which people may hear advertising for quite a bit on LRN or through Free Talk Live or whichever. So, Jack, are you with us?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you wanted to talk about Guns and Weed.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to say, I really enjoyed it. It really struck me as being... It was funny how the surrealness of the presentation contrasted starkly with the logical presentation of the points. And so I feel like...
I want to know, there's two versions of Guns and Weed. There's one that has sort of this a lot of references to the Constitution and one where those have been removed. Do you know which one you saw?
I saw the version on YouTube, and I believe there were quite a few references to the Constitution.
Okay, great.
I mean, I could be wrong. I hope I'm not, but...
I think that's the one you saw.
Yeah, the surrealness would be... That's kind of how... there's points where there's skits interspersed between interviewing and points being made that are kind of comedic in their presentation, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I liked it. I mean, I liked that style of humor. It was very Tim and Eric, almost. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but it seemed like almost sort of something that they would do, and I found that very enjoyable. And, I mean, I'm a shooter myself. It's something I do as a hobby, and, you know, I appreciated how they worked that in there. Because, you know, that kind of reaches across the aisle. I find that people who tend to like weed tend to not be the most pro-gun, and I find that people who are pro-gun tend to not really like weed. And so I like how they took the two sides of the argument, so to speak, and synthesized them. And then you made it realize, hey, it's not about your rights, not about my rights, it's about all of our rights. And I thought that was a really good, you know, way to present that to people who were not fully initiated to the ways of liberty.
Were there any, maybe I'll call them fictions in your head that it kind of got rid of, that it eliminated, or were you just pretty much on board with everything the movie had to say?
I mean, I'm not going to say that it wasn't preaching to the choir. I will say that as far as I myself go, I've always been kind of a fence sitter on weed. It's not my hill to die on, so to speak. And
I know what you mean.
But at the same time, I came away from it with more of an appreciation of that central thesis that you need to stand up for everybody's rights, because ultimately, if you're not free, I'm not free.
Yeah, I think that's really kind of the great takeaway to get from that movie or from that documentary, and I really thank you for your call and thoughts tonight, James.
Gunsandweed.com if you want to go take a look.
Yeah, it's good. I watched it myself back when it came out.
It's been some time. I really don't remember anything about it.
I actually haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty good, and actually Nima Vedati's in it. He does some pretty good rapping.
I'm sure it's great. I just, you know, I don't know if it's going to make me any more of a liberty lover than I already am. You know, I'm already on board with it.
Yeah, but I think the caller was right that it does touch, it kind of shows how really rights are getting attacked on both sides. You know, no matter what side of the aisle you kind of sit on, it's all the same. It's all the same, you losing liberties. So it's really good for that. But anyway, you know, I wanted to get into another story. Mark, you brought in a story about a bus.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's coming from latino.foxnews.com. This is going to get interesting. I just want you to understand what I've just said. Latino.foxnews.com.
Okay, now before you go on, this is one of the really interesting. This is when I was on my way to coming to liberty, the ideas of liberty, there wasn't a movie like Guns and Weed. I was watching Fox News pretty heavily. And which most people would probably laugh at knowing me now. But
that's funny.
The thing is what I discovered eventually was that Rupert Murdoch, he has Fox News all over the world. And in Europe, they're all liberal stations, because Fox News in America, you know, in the U.S., is this, you know, is the conservative flag waver. Okay. And it is totally different across the pond. And so that really struck me. It's like, wait a minute. How could these people possibly believe, or, you know, really be sticking up for what they're talking about, when the guy that's funding all this is funding both sides, you know, of the argument? And it was very strange for me, very, very surreal to realize that. And so, yes, I think latino.foxnews.com is going to give us a very interesting perspective.
They swore they thought that the campers were undocumented immigrants. A group of Arizona protesters
can't end well.
And a Tea Party congressional candidate opposed to the housing of Central American migrant children at a local academy surrounded a yellow school bus full of what they thought were undocumented kids. Turns out that the young children in the bus were not only American citizens, but they're from the local YMCA. Following a warning from the Pimal County Sheriff Paul Babu that Sacramento Canyon Academy would be sheltering some unaccompanied minors who have crossed the southwestern border illegally, demonstrators on both sides of the issue converged Tuesday on the school. And I'm sorry, I've just lost my place here. Just one second.
Does it do that thing where it just refreshes randomly while you're...
It did just that. Have crossed the southwestern border illegally. Demonstrators on both sides of the issue converged Tuesday on the school about 40 miles northeast of Tucson. They waited for the supposed busload of immigrant kids after being inspired by the July event in Maria, California that forced three buses of immigrants to turn back. Buses coming in, tweeted Adam Quasman, a state representative and Tea Party member who's seeking the Republican nomination for Arizona's first congressional district.
Oh,
so there's people just, there's literally both sides of people on this immigration issue are just waiting for this bus?
Just the one side.
Oh, just the one side.
Yeah, the anti-immigrant folks are waiting
and
there.
And they're tweeting. I mean, this is a media event.
And they're trying to increase their political career, apparently.
It's like a new Tea Party Jasmine revolution. this isn't compassion, he says. This is an abrogation of the rule of law.
Abrogation.
So, there you go. It's the rule of law. When the bus pulled into the school, protesters, reporters, and television crews descended upon it, and depending on who you asked, were either terrified or made the children laugh at the stage strange event unfolding outside the bus's windows. I was able to actually see some of the children on the buses, and the fear were in their faces, Quasman told local media reporters. This is not compassion. One reporter informed the state representative that the children were not migrants, but YMCA campers from a Marana Unified School District, and that the kids on the bus were smiling and snapping photos of on their phones. Quasman eventually backed off, apologizing for his remarks and removing his earlier tweets. Last tweet, not the bus of the illegal migrant children, thank God, he added. I apologize for the confusion.
Call off the dogs.
It was my error.
Wow.
Put down your weapons. It's just campers.
Yeah.
Wait, now, is there any chance that this was all set up by the Democrats? You know, it was a fix. It was all set up to where this bus, you know, yeah, they leaked the info to this representative that, you know, to this Republican that, oh, yeah, you know, there's going to be this bus of immigrants coming in. You got to, you know, I mean, is there any chance that happened? Of course, I'm being ridiculous.
I don't think so. Yeah, I've heard nothing like that. I think that if you start targeting yellow school buses, sooner or later, you're going to get the wrong yellow school bus. This is a real opportunity to show... I think the entire lack of compassion on the side of people that are, you know, like wanting to send kids back to God knows what.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to talk more about this. And, of course, if you have your thoughts, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show, and of course you are joined by the Sunday exclusive, well, almost always exclusive team of Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're going to get quite a bit more into this issue of a mistaken bus by Tea Partiers, thinking that it was loaded with immigrant children. And I'm pretty curious as to what they actually planned on doing. But before we go into that, of course, you can call in and talk about it. Yeah, you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. And ProXPN, this is something I want you to tell about. I want to tell you about, because if you care about your online privacy, I want you to use ProXPN. ProXPN, it's a global virtual private network, okay? This is VPN. You might be hearing this word get tossed around quite a bit, or this acronym. And VPN, what it does, it's software. It's an app that you put on your Mac, Windows, iOS, Android, even Linux. You know, there's a different setup for that. But you put it on there, and then all of the data that you send up to the big bad internets, okay, be it your ISP.
Sometimes they are pretty bad.
Yeah, sometimes. Will be encrypted, okay, before it even gets to the ISP. And the importance of this is really serious. Not even just, I know instantaneously people are going to think about the NSA, and that's a fair thing to think about, okay, is that the NSA is watching everything you do based upon your online activity, which ProXPN will help you encrypt, okay. But also your employers could, and who knows what other legal entity, could look into your browsing history, downloading history, say you're torrenting, and actually there's a Netherlands server that you can connect to with ProXPN that's really great for torrenting because of the legal situation over there, or the lack of legal situation over there, I should say. You want to protect this stuff from them because this can be used against you, and ISPs will keep this information for up to 5 years. Sometimes this is really serious. Having this software, this app, using ProXPN is really a way to get privacy overall, not just digital privacy, but privacy through your entire life as our worlds, you know, the digital world and the meat space world seem to really mesh. So I do want you to check it out. Go to proxpn.com. You can use the code FTL20 and you'll get 20% off the price of the account or of the premium service that you can get through them. And believe me, that's already very inexpensive. The premium services, the premium service, especially on a annual plan, is it's about $100. It's less than $100, far less.
Yeah.
About $80-$70. You get 20% off of that. Or if you use Bitcoin, you get 33% off of that.
Think about how much you pay for your cell phone. You probably would pay that in a month, but that's just being spied upon left and right. This is a privacy tool that actually helps you. And I just want to say one thing about ProXPN real quick. I use ProXPN daily. And if you're concerned about the speed, you know, because sometimes if you go on a VPN, the speed can slow down a little bit of your internet browsing. You know, honestly, with ProXPN, I'm able to make Skype calls. I'm able to stream video. I can pretty much do anything that I could do on my normal internet connection. Not to say I have, you know, I have New Hampshire internet, so it's not exactly the fastest in the world. However, it doesn't interfere with my normal activities, which I think is the important part. So I just wanted to, you know, sort of put in a good word for them because I really appreciate their service. And it's just a privacy tool that runs in the background. I barely even know it's there, but it's helping me out.
Right. I noticed... you know, I've used it on a daily basis, like you, and then not used it on a daily basis. And what I've noticed is that there are times that my internet ran slow, and times my internet ran more quickly. And there are times when I had ProXPN on, and it ran slow and quickly. So from what I can tell,
it wasn't ProXPN.
It wasn't ProXPN, right?
Yeah. So and again, if you care about your privacy, I mean, even if you had to deal with a little bit of slowness, which clearly you don't. Why not? It's really the thing to do. So go to proxpn.com, use the code FTL20, and or you can use Bitcoin. And, we thank ProXPN for their support of Free Talk Live. So we were talking about a Tea Party group kind of rallied by was it an elected official or someone running for election?
It had the look as though he was actually won at one point or another, and then was maybe going on to a bigger office. I'm not 100% clear, but
some politician who wanted to gin up jingoism and nationalism and keeping out those immigrants.
So they got around this bus and thinking that it was just full of children, immigrant children from Mexico. And, because if it's Canadians, I guess how would they tell, right? That's kind of their mindset.
Well, this is Arizona, too, so,
Yeah, it wouldn't be Canadians, so obviously.
Yeah, I think that this is a very interesting position that people who are on the law and order side of the immigration debate, which I really think is disingenuous, frankly, because if the laws are bad enough, you're not on the side of law and order, you're on the side of hate. But, regardless, a lot of people believe that this is important. Okay, so and I get that's where they're coming from. They're not coming from the standpoint of race. They're coming from a standpoint of this is the law, you should follow the law. Fine. I think the law itself is racist and that, you might as well win the lottery to be able to come to the United States from Mexico legally if you're a poor person. So,
yeah, and, do they follow the same people who claim to be so, who claim to value the law so much? Do they always go the speed limit? Did they have a sip of alcohol before they turn 21?
Yeah, the law only counts for other people. These same folks, they're put in a bad position because this is children, right? And so these same people are pro-life, right? But only pro-life of people who are brought up on this side.
Right.
And this issue isn't going to go away. Like, you can stand there and say, it's the law, all you want to do that, but it is not going to go away. Immigrants are getting across the border one way or the other. They're integrating into society. They're having children here. Their children are U.S. citizens, whether you like it or not. It's the law. And if you don't like it, it's the law. All right? So, this issue simply marginalizes Republicans. Now, here's one thing you've got to be sure of, right? The people that hate people for their skin color, that hate Mexicans, we know that they're on the same side as people who are sort of anti-immigrant. I'm not saying you are racist. I am saying you're on the side of racists, and that makes your position even more distasteful.
Sure.
this issue with the kids coming across the border really needs to be solved. There are tens of thousands of displaced young people who have come across the border for whatever reason they've come across the border, and I have a solution. In your Christian heart of charity, open up homes for these kids. Let you adopt them. Bring them in, because it addresses almost every single issue that people have of immigrants. Them Mexicans coming over here, they're creating a new Mexico, going to take it away from us, folks. You know what? People integrate more quickly when they're right inside families. Bring them in. Hey, they'll talk like you. They'll sound like you. They may not look like you, but they'll be like you, because you've been raised by you. I say, open your home, open your heart. And let's take these kids in. And, yeah, they're going to have families out there. Sure. You know, bring these families into your family. I had a good friend of mine who's a chiropractor in Florida. He was your standard issue, lockstep Republican, until one day his little girl, who he homeschooled, fell in love with an illegal immigrant.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
And he's got himself some mixed grandbabies, and he loves them dearly. And they're all fine. Like, his whole opinion changed because his daughter fell in love with, you know, with this other person. Another human being. Oh, turns out they had some documentation issues after their visa ran out or whatever. Which, by the way, 60% of people who are here illegally are here because their documentation ran out.
Right.
Not because they snuck across some border someplace.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Now, I mean, obviously the Bible says, you know, I am the Lord thy God. I put this border between U.S. and Mexico.
Now, he's pretty clear about being kind to people who are immigrants or to our visitors in your land.
No, there's no way.
No, he's pretty clear.
I like your solution, Mark, I haven't seen anyone actually do it.
Right. Well, this is the problem. You're on one side, you've got people who are taking the position, we need to give these folks everything for free. Well, look, if you start giving a bunch of welfare to people to come to this country, you're going to get the people that want to come to this country for welfare. Bad news for everyone. Now, on the other hand, if you tell people you can't come here and they're going to come here to make a better life for themselves, this is what's marginalizing the Republicans. The reason the Republicans don't have Latinos voting for them is because the Latinos feel like the Republicans hate them. Right? The Republicans don't hate them. Most Republicans are like, I love me an immigrant as long as they followed every single stupid law that some white person put in place to keep them out. Right? Like, that's the party line.
Yeah, it's amazing the mental hoops that we jump through to somehow consider a person valid, or the fact that they can just stand in front of you where you are right now. It's pretty ridiculous. But you can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store. I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.